Wednesday was the last day of the 2013 Bristol Bay River Academy, and the students, like 17-year-old Blaine Romo from Aleknagik, had a final task of guiding volunteer clients for an afternoon of fly fishing.
We're going to take them up to the top of the pack here and try to get Mary casting. She hasn't been casting in a while, so I gave her a lighter rod, and once she gets proficient, we'll give her some sink tip and try to get her deeper down where the bigger fish are. So this ought to be good. We'll get into some fish today. I'm pretty confident.
19-year-old Tiarna Fischler from Manicotic, who just finished her first year at UAA, spent a few minutes with her clients shoreside to walk them through some fly fishing basics.
10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, that's what you want. Accelerate, stop, accelerate to a complete stop. Both directions, backward,
okay, forward.
Yeah. Ooh, and what did I get you? You want to be careful not to use your wrist. You want to use your forearm.
Right. Okay.
The students were split between the Agulawak and the Agulukpak rivers, two of the finest fishing spots to be found. They're guiding a dozen or so volunteers from the area who were able to, reluctantly, sneak away from the office for the day. Former State Senator Rick Halford and I were on a boat with 17-year-old Kwejak Asplin from Naknek.
We are up here on the Agulukpak River looking to catch some rainbow and char and possibly some grayling, and we'll just see if we can hook into a few fish.
This is Kwejak's second year at the academy, so this year he did some advanced training like how to set up guide camp on the river. At the bottom of the pack, he tells us that the birds feeding on sockeye smolt are a pretty good indicator of where we'll find some char and rainbows doing the same thing.
We're just going to be using a smolt pattern, something simple. Then this has a sink tip on it, so, you know, it sinks. One of you guys could go ahead and get set up with this. You guys at least casted it a few times, right?
Halford claims to have some fly fishing experience, not exactly backed up by his technique, and I'm a novice. Kwejak is patient as he gets his casting off the boat.
All right, casting is just from about your ear to your eyes. Keep your wrist flat and just work it back and forth.
Ear to the eyes.
You're wanting it to kind of get back, it's almost straight out, and then pop it forward. Once you get it out there, just let it drift a little bit. Then if you want, you can just strip out line like he's doing over there and reel it back in or pull it in like this and make another cast out there.
Halford is the first to hook and land a good-sized char.
Right here's a char, it looks like, yeah. Pretty nice.
Well, it's about as wide as the net is across.
That's a beauty. Yeah, that's a good-looking fish. Nice.
Kwejak holds it carefully for a photo, then slips it back into the water. Halford lands another fish, and then a third, before my guide tells me it's time to switch flies.
Right now we are changing up the fly because Rick over here seems to be catching a couple more. Maybe it's because of the sink tip and he's getting further down, but maybe it's just a different pattern. So
you tied these yourself, huh?
Yeah. They're at the academy. They supply all the materials and show us how to tie different things. And
guiding clients on the final day gives the students a chance to bring together everything they've learned in a week about fishing, reading the river, and keeping clients happy. Nancy Morris Lyon, longtime Bristol Bay guide and the owner of the Alaska Sportsman's Bear Trail Lodge, has been helping as an instructor since the academy's inception.
This day is the culmination of a week's worth of work for them. And they always surprise me. You know, you feel like sometimes you're playing mom to all of them, telling them, make sure you got a good variety of flies tied, make sure you got all your leaders down, make sure you know your knots, and you feel like they're not spending enough time at it. And lo and behold, the day comes, and they are ready, and they do. Sometimes they stay up till midnight tying the flies that they need for that day, but they are ready, and they go out there, and they do an amazing job, amazing of relating to people, amazing at teaching people the skills that they've learned, and amazing at just sharing the knowledge that they've learned even in the week. It's unbelievable.
Morris Lyon is a huge proponent of the academy. The students will come away with the basics of fly fishing and will likely have had that highly regarded experience of catching a fish on flies they tied themselves, But she says for most of them, if they want to work in the industry, their strengths will be in what they know about the area.
These kids have an incredible opportunity where they're already a success just because they've been born and raised in the area, and they can tell the visitors to the area stories of things or show them things that no other guides can learn in 30 years of being here. It's something that you're either born and raised with and around that you can share with others, or you have to learn it. And to put that much knowledge into somebody's head is very, very tough to do. So it, to me, it's the ultimate to be able to fill a lodge with guides that were born and raised in the area. Nobody else is going to have that same experience, and nobody else will go away with as much knowledge of the area because of it.
The sport fish industry brings several thousand visitors from all over the world to Bristol Bay every year, and the Academy hopes some of the graduates, as guides, can serve as ambassadors for the region and its conservation. Of course, that's contingent on getting hired, and although during the week they get to network with lodge owners and other guides and can earn their way into some incredible internships, it's still a competitive job market. They'll be up against mostly young men from Washington, Oregon, and Montana who've been fishing as long as they've been walking. And when clients pay up to $8,000 a week per person to fish Bristol Bay, there's a tendency to think fishing expertise is the key requirement for guides. Morris Lyon, however, says she'll take all the local hires she can get.
I have two graduates already working for me, and I just hope and pray that one day I'll have more. I mean, I am very pleased with them. I get an incredible amount of feedback whenever any of my clients go out with them, and it's all positive. They all say that they've never had an experience like that before, and it has nothing to do with the fish. Nothing.
If nothing else, the Academy serves as an introduction to the fishing industry most hidden from sight in Bristol Bay, an industry with an estimated economic impact of up to $60 million annually. Along with several of the other students, Kwijak Asplund says that guiding is definitely a job, if not a career, that he's interested in. But for now, the 17-year-old will join his family in the other Bristol Bay fishing industry, working a commercial set net site on the east side before he starts his senior year this fall. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.